I would like us to start off today some confession and absolution. Let's start off by being forgiven. So if you can all flip to page D, and we will all confess together our sins to our Savior. So let's confess our sins together. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against thee in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. Amen. I'm going to pray, and then we can sing. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for forgiving us, for giving us a starting place for today, that we can start off knowing that we are at peace with you, that we are not at odds against each other, but we are on the same team because you have forgiven us. Thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, so I really like what Adam did last week by making you guys read the scripture passages for the day. And I think it's really important for us to remember that these words aren't just something I'm speaking to you or Adam's speaking to you, but they're written for you. They're your words. And so it's really good to hear you guys speak these words as if they're your own. Also, I'm not as nice as Adam. Adam gave you guys all a heads up on who he wanted to read, and I'm just going to call you out and make you read it. But everyone here knows each other, so you better just do it, because these are your words. Yeah. So the first reading is Psalm 121, and Megan, I would really like you to read Psalm 121, because this is your psalm, Megan. This is your song. These are your words. So if someone could hand her a Bible, and it's on page 297. Or a phone. All right. The whole thing.
You got it, girl.
You got it. There you go. You're okay. Thank you. Thank you, Megan. Good job. Thank you, Byron, for... And then, Natalie, if you can read Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. This is a story about you, Natalie, so you get to share it with us. Yes, that is the one. It's okay. Kevin's still with us. Thank you. God. Man, good job, you guys. All right. Troy, you're flipping. You know. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through chapter 4, verse 5. This is Paul's letter to Troy. It's on page, you got it. And chapter 4, 1 through 5. There you go. sends the reading of God's word. Awesome. Thank you, guys. That was really cool. Well, let me pray and we'll get started. Dear Heavenly Father, we receive your words spoken by your people. I ask that you etch your word upon our hearts and that in faith we can receive them. Lord, we want to believe your promises. Help our unbelief. Be with us now as we explore what you have for us. I ask this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, who here feels like they are just crushing all aspects of their life? Like every area, you're just crushing it. Or do you, like me, feel crushed by it? Are you being crushed by work or the lack of work? By your family or the lack of family? By your relationships or the lack of relationships? I look around your faces, especially this week, and I can see it. We're just being crushed. I can see it because I'm being crushed. And we're all desperately trying to wear these masks and hide behind these masks, pretend everything's okay. Because we're afraid that if we look at the problem, it's going to be a lot messier than we can imagine. So we're desperately just trying to fake it till we make it. I'm doing the same thing. And I know I'm on the edge of being crushed because Monday night, my garbage disposal broke, and I almost lost my freaking mind. And I want to use harsher language to show you just how close I was to the edge, but I won't, for your sakes, because I love you. I went to go clean our cat litter, and I went to go grab a bag from underneath the sink, and it was soaking wet. I was like, no, 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 no. And I start opening it up, and there's just water everywhere. And I just look down, and there's just water, like, leaking from the bottom of the garbage disposal. It's not from any of the seals or anything like that. It's just straight from the bottom. It is just going straight through. I'm like, this is a problem. This is a problem. And I'm like cleaning everything. And Christina's just like, thank you for not losing it. Thank you for not being angry. And I'm like, okay. Because I'm this close from just ripping the hinges off of the cabinet door and throwing it through the sliding glass door. I'm on the edge. My garbage disposal broke. And I'm ready to freak out. Why? Because the real problem isn't the garbage disposal. Because I'm slowly being overwhelmed by life, by the chaos and the brokenness of life, by my own brokenness, and it's slowly creeping in on me. And it takes a series of crises to make the mask finally slip. And we start to have to go, there's a problem. But I don't really want to deal with it. There's a deeper reason why I'm freaking out. There's something else that's lurking underneath the surface, and I don't want to look at it. So I want to just take my anger out on the garbage disposal. So Tuesday morning, I prepare my day and I go, okay, I'm gonna fix the garbage disposal. Adam calls me, he's like, I'm sick, so I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna spend the day working on the garbage disposal. And I get everything ready, and I look to find my wallet, and I can't find my wallet. My wallet's in the car, in Christina's car, and she's at work. So now my plans for the day are gone. And now a deeper problem is bubbling up to the surface because we have two sinks. And the second sink has been clogged for like 5 months. And I've just been pouring Drano down it, pretending like that's going to help, even though I know the real solution. You know the real solution. I have to get under there and open up the pipes and see what's in there. But that's what I don't want to do. That's what you don't want to do. There's a real problem in you, and you don't want to open up the pipes because you don't want to see what's in there. You don't want to face the grossness in that pipe. You don't want to smell the smell that might be in there. You want to ignore it and keep pouring Drano down it, turn the TV on, and pretend like it's all okay. But for the sake of my wife, I have to open up the pipes because otherwise we're down a sink. We're down a full two sinks. So at least I can free this one up, but I don't want to do it. Because I'm scared of what I'm going to find. There's something lurking in us, and we all know it, we can all feel it, and when life starts to crumble around us, we just try to stay the course and keep on trucking. Because we don't want to see what's inside of us. This is where Paul, the words of Paul, break in. He says, continue in the faith you were raised up in. When life starts crushing you, when it's becoming overwhelming and too complex for you to handle, he says, continue in the faith. And turn to God's simple word. Life is crushing you, and it's overwhelming you, and it's complex, but turn to the simplicity of the faith that you've been given. And the simplicity is what Megan read and what Natalie read, which is, look to the Lord, your helper, and ask for help. This simple word is offensive. It offends me because the real reason I want to lose it is because on Sunday night, Christina and I found out that we weren't pregnant. We've been trying for 2 years. Three. We did IUI for like the fourth time. And on Sunday night, after praying and asking and asking and asking, we find out we're not pregnant again. And then Monday morning, I come in and realize, oh, I have to preach. And I read the readings and find out the readings are, my help is in the Lord, and keep asking. And I'm like, is this a joke? This is the word that I have to turn to? And so now the problem becomes, how Do I apply that simple word to myself? How does it work on me? And Paul reminds Timothy, you have people around you that know this word, and they'll speak it to you. You're not alone. And when you're crushed and you cannot find any solace in those words, other people will speak it for you and to you. So on Wednesday night, I find out I have to do a youth group by myself because Adam's still sick. I'm like, okay, whatever. So we are going around, I'm taking prayer requests from the kids. Grace asks me, how are you doing, Mr. Matt? And I lied. I lied to you, Grace. I said, I'm okay. Because I didn't want the mask to slip. But Grace, being probably the most emotionally mature person in this room, knew I was lying and just shot back real fast at me. Just okay, not good or great. I said, yeah, that's right. And then to just really stick it to her, I was like, and you're going to pray for us tonight. Little did I know, she was going to stick it to me in the prayer. She goes around, she prays for everyone, and it's awesome, it's beautiful. And then she prays for me, which is something that doesn't happen a lot. So just that fact that she even prayed for me was just like, oh, whoa, that's shocking. But then she says the thing that I don't want her to say. She says, Lord, help Mr. Matt's life be more than just okay. And the word of God is applied to me in that moment. It tears through me. As a 15-year-old says the words of faith that I can't say. It tears through me and it shows all of the grossness and the mistrust in God that is in me. And it reveals it all to me in that moment because I'm realizing I can't trust God enough to ask that. But then I'm able to very clearly hear the word of God in that moment. As it tears through me and God is holding my mess with the smell and the grossness of my clogged pipes, of my mistrust and rebellion and accusations against him, he's holding it and he's looking at me and I can hear him say very clearly, I forgive you. I forgive you. I will help you. Keep on asking. And even when you can't ask, I will surround you with people who will continue to ask for you. So this is usually the part where I will pray and just skip to offering, but I have to continue and press into the Lord's Supper. Because I know you guys are broken and you are crushed. If someone could go rescue Thomas real quick, that'd be great. But I know you guys are broken and crushed because I'm broken and crushed. And you need the gospel because I need the gospel. And I know in these areas where you're feeling abandoned and alone and overwhelmed, you are turning to God, and you're saying, I've looked to you for help. I have been asking and asking, and you have withheld your goodness from me. Where have you been? What have you done? I know this because this is what I ask. This is what I was asking this week. What have you done, God? And as I look to him, and as those words leave my mouth, he looks back at me, and he holds out the broken and crushed body of his son. And he says, this is what I've done. I broke my son so that you can be made whole. I crushed him so that you could be lifted up. So on the night that Jesus was betrayed and abandoned by his best friends, he took the bread and he broke it, saying, this is my body. It's being broken for you so you can be made whole. Take and eat of it. In the same way, he took the wine and he poured it out and he said, this is my blood poured out for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink of it. And every time you do this, remember me. Remember to look to me, because the world will crush you and will threaten you, and you will want to look anywhere else but here. But where else are you going to look? Where else can you look where someone has broken their own body, poured out their own blood for you, and said, this is the lengths I'm willing to go to make everything better? Where else can we look? We can't look to the Lord who made heaven and earth, then there's no one else to look to. So, for me, for my house, we're going to continue to look to the Lord. We're going to continue to ask. And even when we can't, we're going to be surrounded by people who can look to God and ask for us. And we will just trust in the simplicity of his word that says, I will lift you up. You're being crushed, I know. But I crushed my son so that I could lift you up. We're going to do something a little different today. Because usually we have offering now. But what I would like us to do is for us to come up, receive something from God. Receive the tangible promise that he forgives you, that he will lift you up. And then if you have offerings to give, you will give them up here. But I want you to receive from God first, and then you place your trust in him after. So as you come up, remember that there is wine on the outer ring and grape juice in the middle. You can go to myself or Adam. So when you're ready, we'll have the band, I guess, first. But when you're ready, come up and be lifted up by your Savior. All right, you can be seated. Before we jump into announcements, I actually wanted to pray this prayer on page K, the prayer for the armor of God, which is super helpful when we are feeling crushed and defeated, that we can remember the words of God to us and we can put them on. So I'm going to place them upon us today. In the name of Jesus, I put upon us all the full armor of God. I put upon us the belt of truth, which protects us from all lies of the enemy. It reminds us of our true identities as co-heirs with Christ. I put upon us the breastplate of righteousness, which is the righteousness of Christ, and protects us from all of Satan's accusations against us. I put on the shoes of the gospel of peace, which enables us to go out confidently into the world and announce the victory of Christ over the seen and unseen rulers and authorities of the earth. I place upon us the helmet of salvation, which is our baptisms. It proclaims that we have been set apart by God as one of his people and that we are destined to inherit the new earth. We take up the shield of faith, which is the faith of God himself. It extinguishes all doubts and fears set against us. And I equip us with the sword of the Spirit, which is the active word of God. We do not wield it with our own strength or skill, but with the strength and skill of the Holy Spirit. I announce that we in the Spirit are united and that we pray in the Spirit at all times. In Jesus' name, amen. Receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace, now and forever. Amen.